You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like that dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, hour number two. I just finished doing that whole section there on whether the House and the Senate can ever come up with a plan, an agenda that the people can rally behind, that they themselves can rally behind. That was number one of the Triple Dipper, a plan, sort of. That's what I called it. Well, number two of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Show Me the Money. So here's the thing. We have had record surpluses in the state of Alabama. Now, some of that I know is related to one-time monies. That's where you got to be careful. One-time monies are not forever monies. They come in like these huge tranches we've been getting because of COVID relief dollars from the federal government. But still, we have had record revenue collection, even without one-time monies. And yet Alabama is the only state in the Southeast that has not passed any truly effective measure of tax reform for its citizens. Really, there's like 33 states that have done better. Well, somebody who knows it better than anybody, and just they put out a piece here today, is my friends from the Alabama Policy Institute. Justin Bogie is on the line with us. He is the Director of Fiscal Analysis for the Alabama Policy Institute. He has spent time at the Heritage Foundation. He spent time in D.C., and he used to work for the Legislative Fiscal Office in Montgomery. He knows money, and he knows numbers, and he's on the line right now. Justin, how are you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing well. It's good to be with you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you spending some time. Listen, you guys put out a piece today calling on the state government to enact at least $750 million in permanent tax relief. I mean, give me the background, and what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it's what you've been talking about. 33 states have taken some kind of action this year to give tax relief to citizens. We just sat down and kind of looked at where we are financially. The state's average, the revenue surplus of more than $1 billion for the last 4 years. They're on pace to be over $2 billion this year. So we think, you know, it's past time. Everybody else is doing it. It's time for Alabama to get along with it and do something for citizens. And this would be a way to provide long-term tax relief, you know, really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, perhaps, to take less money from the people of Alabama. And this could, for years, it could help citizens, it could help businesses, it could really help everyone. And, you know, we think $750 million is really a reasonable number, and we're not asking them to cut spending, which, you know, we think they really should. They could do this tax cut, they could still have money left over for whatever else they want to use it for. And we're in a position to do it.
So based upon current appropriations, $750 million would be somewhere around like what, like 7 to 8% you're talking about of revenues?
Yeah, well, they're going to be close to $11 billion this year. So even a little bit less than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's significant. And so let me ask you this. Am I correct in saying that even if you set aside all of the one-time monies we've been getting off of federal relief dollars, that we're still seeing record collections? Did you say that right a minute ago?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Even if you took out the COVID money, we'd still be ahead of where we were, you know, by several hundreds of millions of dollars ahead of where we were before the pandemic. You know, certainly that's played a part in the big collections, but there's a lot of other things going on that have boosted those numbers. So, yes, you could do this and take out the COVID money, and we would still have money for a tax cut.
All right, well, so let's get practical. The piece that y'all put out today, and it's just signed by the API staff. It wasn't under your name personally. It was the API staff. So I assume this is somewhat of a collaborative, like a policy position, as opposed to just an opinion piece written by you. So API, been there for over 30 years, advocating for good, solid policy. I spent time on staff with you. You're asking for a three-year phase-in of $750 million. And one of the first things you say is, we're not asking you to cut government. We're just asking you to quit growing it.
Right. You know, we've seen a historic expansion of state government over the last 3 years. Spending's grown by almost 36% faster than California or New York. You know, I know we've talked about that on your show a lot of times, but, you know, we're already kind of above where we should be, above the old baseline spending for the state. So we're not even asking them to pare away from that. Just stop this record growth. So we're growing by close to 10% every year. If you just stop doing that, we can certainly afford this tax cut. We have billions of dollars sitting in reserve funds if there is a recession in the next few years. So we could certainly weather that storm until the economy recovers. But there's plenty of money available to do that. They just have to stop growing spending, basically. It's a simple answer. The real question is, will they be willing to do so? And it's unclear right now.
Well, so there has been somewhat of a movement, and you've got some other specifics here that I'll get back to, but there's been a little bit of a movement, I would say movement. There's been some discussion about the possibilities of
picking up steam.
Yeah. There's been some stuff about doing a tax rebate as opposed to a tax cut. And the difference there is tax rebates are a one-time refund, in a sense, as opposed to a tax cut, meaning it's perpetual. It never comes back unless they have to go back in and do it again.
Right. Basically, you get a one-time check for probably a few $100s. You spend it, and it would be gone, and you would never see any more relief in the future. Whereas if you actually cut taxes, you'll see that relief permanently unless the law changes, down the road. So, rebates, I would continue to say they're better than doing absolutely nothing, but I would really only like to see a rebate if it's done in conjunction with this $750 million in permanent tax cuts. And there's a lot of ways we can get to that number, and I just think in the long run, that's going to be a lot better for the people of Alabama than a one-time check that, is quickly forgotten. 22, 23 states, I believe, in the last 2 years have enacted permanent tax cuts. We're already at a disadvantage in states around us. Florida doesn't have an income tax. Tennessee doesn't have an income tax. Mississippi's right at their lowest bracket. So again, aside from helping citizens, I think it's something we need to do to stay competitive with our neighboring state.
Well, I completely agree. Now, legislators will say they have done some stuff. I mean, they'll say that just this past May, Governor Ivey signed a bill that phases out the business privilege tax for small businesses. I can just tell you that if you went out on the street right now and said, "Hey, have you experienced a tax cut?" Most people would go, "What? No." Go ahead.
That's the problem. They passed targeted tax cuts, of $160 million, and they kind of went around bragging about how it was the biggest tax cut in state history. Over half of that money was from not taxing COVID relief funds from the federal government, so it was really never the state of Alabama to tax in the first place.
Right.
And then, most of the rest of that went towards the elderly or really low income, so it didn't help most Alabamians. It didn't do anything to help Alabamians fighting inflation or the near record high gas prices or things like that. So, $160 million tax cut was about 0.7% of the total revenues the state had available going into 2022. So it's just simply not enough, not compared to what other states are doing who found themselves in similar situations with record surplus.
Yeah, and I don't mind seeing the business privilege tax go away. I think it's always been sort of farcical that you have to pay to have the privilege to do business. But it truly only impacts those who would own the business. So you might have 20 employees at a business. Only the owner gets the benefit of the one small cut that was passed in that regard. You guys are talking about finding those things that impact the average Joe and Jane on the street. Everybody buys milk and bread. How about the grocery tax? Everybody has to pay a sales tax at the point of sale for other things.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, in terms of getting $750 million, it's pretty easy. You cut the grocery tax, eliminate it, and it's over $500 million right there. And everyone who buys food, which is everyone in the state of Alabama, would experience immediate relief from that. You could look at getting rid of the 10-cent gas tax increase that went into place back in 2019. That's over $300 million a year. So it's really some kind of minor changes in my mind that you could do quickly and would help everyone. And it doesn't really – $750 million isn't that much in the grand scheme of things when you're talking about an $11 or $12 billion budget. You can get there quickly, and it would really provide relief to everyone in the state. And that's what the legislature should be doing. It's a one-time relief. Again, it's typically they'll get that money back in the next year, and they'll go right back to growing government, which I don't think is what most people in the state want.
No, in fact, you guys said in your piece here, and I'm trying to find it now. Yeah, over the past 2 years, state government has collected more from Alabamians than any point in history. They amassed $1.5 billion revenue surplus in 2021. And then what did they do with it? They put all but $160 million of it back into growing government. In other words, even the extra surpluses they had literally went back into government, not to the people.
Right. It all went back into supplemental spending bills last year, or last session, basically. And, you know, as of the end of August, the state is about $1.7 billion ahead of where it was at this point last year. So we're going to have another $2 billion probably at the end of this month on top of what we had last year. So, again, really, if ever there was a time to provide relief to citizens, then it's now. And if you're not going to do it now, then, you know, they're probably never going to do it. They've never had a better chance.
Yeah, totally true. Hey, Justin Bogey, thanks so much. You guys can find out more about the Policy Institute at alabamapolicy.org. And, Justin, appreciate your time today. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks very much.
All right, take care. All right, listen, Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll come back, and I'm going to tell you more about this, like maybe kind of label it for you in more detail about the fact that we are truly out on an island right now, according to one write-up, out on an island for not having tax relief, while virtually every other state around us has done some major things to give tax relief to its citizens. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.